Hey guys, welcome to Love People and Make Money. I'm Kelly McCauzy. I'm your host. I'm so glad I get to spend some time with you today. Before we jump into this episode, I do need to issue a profanity warning. I am swearing in this episode. I have marked the episode explicit, so I want to give you a little countdown so that if you have any little ears in the room and you're not wearing headphones, you can get those headphones on or find a time to listen when they're not around. So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, no little ears, right? I've written a book with some co-authors, and the name of the book is Get Past Your Shit. Yeah, I'm going to say shit a lot in this episode and in the upcoming episodes where I'm interviewing my co-authors. I might even let the F word fly. So, yeah, that's why I have this little warning in the head of the episode. I'll put this warning on every episode where I swear. I don't always swear. So, you know. But this book, the name of the book is Get Past Your Shit. Yeah, you're going to hear the word. Shit means fears, insecurities, circumstances, limitations, perceived limitations, all the things you let stop you from doing what you want to do in your life and in your business. So rather than say fears, insecurities, circumstances, and perceived limitations, I just say shit. I'm inviting you through these interviews and through the book project to get past your shit. Whew! Let's go. Welcome to Love People and Make Money. This is Kelly McCauzy, and you're listening to episode number 59. Would you believe I don't work hard? I say it a lot. It is my confession. It is my creation. I don't work hard. I don't work hard. People often say to me, oh, I know you're busy. And I say, no, I'm not. And people say, I know you have a lot to do. And I say, not really. And it's true because this is what I'm creating. I do not create a lot of work. I do not create that I work really hard. I hustle when I want to. And, you know, 18 years into a business built intentionally with that in mind, it gets easier and easier to make it so. But I really, really, I don't work hard, and I want you to know it. I say that on a day where I have a really full schedule. I'm editing and recording intros and closings for a half a dozen podcast interviews for the book project. There's a lot going on. So you could say, no, you can't. I'm sorry, no matter what, no matter how you look at it, I cannot say I'm working hard right now because I don't think I am. I'm talking. I love to talk. How is this hard work? How often do you say, I'm working hard, or I'm so busy, or I have so much to do? Do you realize you're creating that, intentionally creating that? What if you didn't? What if you reframed your thoughts around everything and created that you don't work hard? Even when you, quote, put in long hours, is it working hard or is it being joyfully engaged in the work you feel called to do? What a difference. What a difference it makes for me. September was a big month. Stretch Yourself Challenge has a pretty intense schedule. On top of that, I'm doing all of these podcast interviews. That puts a lot of extra chunks on my calendar. But even though I look back and I see all the fullness of it, I don't look back and say, whew, damn, I worked hard. I need a break. It's all in how you look at it. It's all in how you think about it. Because I guarantee someone else might have experienced the same month and come out of it exhausted. Whew. Don't talk to me for a week. I don't feel that way because I don't choose that. All right. Oh my gosh, you guys, doing this book project has been such a gift. I've met new people and I get to spend time with people I've known a really long time. And today's guest is an example of that. My sweet friend, Lynette Chandler, joins us now. Hey, everybody. I'm back with my guest, one of my oldest friends online ever, Lynette Chandler. Hi, Lynette.
Hi, Kelly. I want to give you a big hug. I'm so excited to be here.
Man, I'll take that hug. I'll take it. I'll give it back. Oh, man, we were together almost a year ago. Yeah. In Atlanta, and we might have been again if the world were different.
Yeah. I miss that.
Yeah, I don't want to travel right now. Like, I don't want to travel with the pandemic, but I have settled in so cozy here at home. I just don't really miss travel at the moment.
Right.
But man, oh man, if y'all could come to me, it would be great.
Maybe that's what you do for the next time that we can all travel again.
That would be awesome. The next time that I am planning an event is for October 2021. Mm-hmm. The next Love People and Make Money Live will be in Orlando this year. Mm. Next year.
So yeah, next year.
Mm-hmm. That's the intentions. But, you know, I do invite people to Michigan for VIP days and retreats. So someday that'll open back up again.
Great.
Hard to get Southerners to come up north, though.
Maybe not when it's super cold.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, Lynette, some of the people in my community have known you for a really long time, but let's pretend that they don't know you at all. So you get to tell them exactly what you want them to know about you. What is that?
Well, I have been working from home in this business. I actually started my business in 2000. And I started because I married my husband and I moved from Malaysia to North Carolina and I didn't have a job. And I had been working for a Norwegian paint company as a marketing executive. And I was actually on the path really to head the Southeast Asia marketing department. Unfortunately, that didn't turn out. So when I got here, I didn't have a job and they're not in this small military town. We don't have very many prospects other than working on base, which was something at that time I was not allowed to. So I had to do something because I'm not the type of person who can just sit back and twiddle my thumbs. It just drove me nuts not having something to do and basically not having, like, you know, a career in mind. And so I had a little bit of training from my job, how to back then create HTML websites, you know, with Notepad. Can you believe it? I'm sure you remember those days, Kelly. And so I thought, hey, why don't, you know, I'll just learn more about this, because I was excited about it. And I really dug in, and I did some websites for people back then, you know, static websites. And from there, I started to learn how to code. I taught myself how to code. And I jumped right into WordPress when it came out a number of years after I started. So I did a lot of web development. I did a lot of coding. I built WordPress plugins. I built WordPress themes. And that was my business for a long, long time, right? For 18 years. And I had a blast. I really enjoyed it. I still very much enjoy making something, creating code. And although that's a little to the side now, because what I do now has kind of overshadowed everything. But somewhere in 2018, I pivoted. And there's actually a long story to that. Maybe we can get into that later. I don't know whether you want to, but I pivoted from that into making journals and planners and workbooks that people can rebrand, resell, whether they want to sell it on their Etsy store or whether they want to publish it on Kindle. You know, they're pretty generous, right? So that's why I'm doing really big turnaround from something very technical to something very design oriented.
That was a huge turnaround. And as someone who shifted, like, you remember when I shifted my business from Work at Home Moms Talk Radio to Solo Smarts?
Yes.
When I said I'm not about being a mom anymore.
Yeah.
There's resistance.
Oh yeah.
From your market, from people who are used to lining up with what you're doing. Mm-hmm. When you say, you know, hey, I'm going to go do this now. Did you run into a lot of resistance?
Well, before I answer the question, I remember that time, Kelly, when you did that, and it was like, shocker. And I was shocked too. You know, I was like, I know Kelly knows what she's doing, but wow, you know, this is such a brave move. And, you know, whether you knew it or not, that your seeing you do that is what gave me the courage, because I saw that it is doable. And you know, I took courage from what you did. But as far as resistance go, thankfully I have not experienced that. Or maybe I was just oblivious, I don't know. But I don't think I got a lot of pushback. Part of it, I guess, is because, you know, with design stuff, there's not a lot of thinking. There's not a lot of accuracy and stuff like that. Now, if you want to say, did some people say that, oh, I wish you would continue? Yeah, naturally. I still run into that every now and then, you know, like we had a plugin membership where every month I would create a plugin and brand new one, and it was fun, but it was also a ton of pressure and it became a lot to support. But every now and then, you know, just like the other day, somebody said, oh, that was such a great membership, I missed it a lot, you know. But it was nothing negative, like, you know, like a big huge pushback, but people do mention it every now and then.
What you and I have in common, well, we have a lot in common, but we both love to doodle.
Yeah.
And how fun is it to be able to do something that comes so easy and natural and incorporate it into your business?
Yes, absolutely. It is a ton of fun. I think sometimes it still amazes me, you know, that you can be winding down and you're doodling and you're drawing and you're just doing this just to wind down and just to relax and not want to think about it. And then tomorrow, boom, there's your product without even, you know, really making an effort. So yeah, that's always fun. It still amazes me sometimes.
Well, you my audience, most of them know about my foray into adult coloring pages. Mm-hmm. I started Color Monthly, and for a year I ran a membership where I doodled every single page that was sold.
Wow.
And I knew when I started it that it would eventually start to feel like a job instead of a joy. Mm-hmm. And at that moment I sold it. Sold Color Monthly to Raven Monique, and then Raven Monique took it and made it bigger and more awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So now I only doodle when I want to. And I just want to show you like an example of just the simple ways that I incorporate my doodles into my workbooks.
Mm-hmm.
This particular workbook goes with what we're going to talk more about today. But thriveanywhere.com is where people can get your journals and planners and workbooks, and they can buy, they do get white label rights to be able to take and use them and brand them. And
absolutely.
You've gotten so many cool things. I love to share when you create something new. Is it, I want to ask you a question about AppSumo.
Yeah.
AppSumo is this big, massive, popular deal site where technology and creativity kind of come together. You got a deal up on AppSumo.
I did.
What? Who do you think you are?
Exactly. Who did I think I am? And you know, when I put this, when I submitted my product, it also kind of goes back to this book of yours and what I put in this book of yours, Kelly. It's part of getting over myself. and in fact, you know, I put there in my story, you know, who do I think I am? One day in February, this was before everything shut down. I was sitting there, you know, it's the early 2020. I'm pumped for the year. I'm like, what can I do to really grow this year? And I'm going through, you know, the ideas in my head. And then I was looking in my email and some deal from AppSumo came up. And I shop at AppSumo a lot. Okay. So I almost have an addiction confession. And I saw a link, you know, say, submit your offer, submit your product. And I'm like, there's no way they're going to say yeah. So, but I'm going to submit it anyway. I'm going to ask anyway, because the year before I had run it wasn't a bundle deal, but it was kind of like everybody have their own deal. And I went all out. I asked anybody and everybody. I asked even Michael Hyatt, okay? But he said, you know, there was no response, but that's fine, you know, because I went ahead and asked, you know. And I thought back to that time, and I was really pumped about that. So I said, why not I do it again? You know, because so many people at that time, they asked, hey, how did you get this person? How did you get that person to say yes to submitting a deal to you? I'm like, I just asked. So to me, I was submitting my deal at AppSumo was just asking. That's all I'm doing. I just asked. And I totally forgot, completely forgot about it, because there's no way they're going to say yes, right? No way, absolutely no way. And in August, I got this email and say, congratulations. I'm like, okay, who is this guy from AppSumo? And it started off like, well, you were not picked for a full promo. And I was like, oh, that's fine. You know, I didn't expect you guys to pick me anyway. But we have this new marketplace thing going on here, and we want your product in there. I'm like, yes. You know, I like, I don't care whether it's a new section or whether we're not going to get as much promo or whatever, but the fact, you know, it's kind of like by association, mm-hmm. You grow by association, just being associated with your name.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And you know, talk about link juice. Yeah, absolutely. So that was a huge unexpected win. Definitely very blessed.
It looks gorgeous on the site, and there's something it legitimizes you. I mean, in my eyes, in my community's eyes, you're far more than legitimate. You're like, you know, cream of the crop. But for people who don't know you and don't know anything about Thrive Anywhere, is to find you here. Yeah. It's just incredible. Yeah. I'm so excited. So yeah, everyone knows that I'm doing these, that you've got you on the show to talk about the book, Get Past Your Shit. I do open every episode of this series with a little warning that we're going to say shit a lot. So little ears are not around. Yeah. Lynette, why were you a yes to being part of the book project?
Oh, so many reasons. When I told you that I had pivoted my business, I actually had a major life shift 2 years ago, just before I started Thrive Anywhere. And I realized that if I wanted to do something, I really need to get over this mentality of mine and just basically get over myself on a lot of different things. And so when your opportunity, and you know, and in that year and a half, really, everything just fell together because I managed to put some of that shit behind me.
Yeah.
Now I'm still, you know, there's still a lot of shit in front of me. Okay. I'm not done. But just by doing a little bit of that, just by taking these small steps, everything just blew up, you know, opened up and so on. So I thought, you know, I would really, really love to share this story. And I'm so pumped to share this story. I would love to shout it out to the rooftops. And so when you said, hey, you're doing this book, I'm like, perfect timing. Let me just jump right in because I'm so ready to share.
Your chapter 17, Loosening the Grip on Fixed Mindset. So, so good. What was the experience like writing your story?
Well, one of the first things I knew is I'm not exactly a writer. So I got help from your terrific crew there, your terrific book crew. And when I received the draft back, I kept thinking about, wow, you know, even reading this, my own story to myself and editing the story about myself, I'm still like, I can't believe I say that shit to myself.
Yeah.
For so many years, mind you.
Yep.
And number two, I'm like, wow, I've really come a long way. And quite honestly, at the end of it, even if it's my own story, I did cry. It's so weird. It's like a third, you know, outer body experience in some ways, because I just can't believe, I still can't believe how awful I was to myself.
Yeah.
And I still am in a lot of ways. But, you know, continually working it out, for sure.
Wouldn't it be amazing if we only looked back to notice what's awesome about ourselves? Yeah. You know? For too long, I only looked back and noticed what was wrong.
Yeah,
you know, mistakes and regrets. Dr. Melissa Pete, who you got to hear speak last year in Atlanta, She's been a huge resource to me with her Generative Knowledge Institute. I've been to both of her workshops where we tell each other stories from our lives. You know, she has an interview technique where she, if you're going to tell one story, you're going to tell three stories. And then there's a triangulation where the person who interviewed you or just listened to you being interviewed, they notice patterns of overcoming in your stories. And if there's a pattern in you that I've seen through the years, is this willingness to say, I can do that. You know, I can do that. Let me see how I can. It started with, hey, I can do that. Let me fill that need, generate some money, make a space for myself. To today, it's like, I can do that, but I don't wanna. So I'll do this instead. Like it seems like, especially hearing you tell your story again, just revisiting what it was like to come here from Malaysia and have such limited job opportunities. It's like you looked around and said, okay, where's my little niche that I can tuck into? Whereas now with Thrive Anywhere, you say, you look at what can I create for myself? I'm not looking for some existing little hole to plug. I'm drilling my own dang holes.
Yeah, absolutely. And quite honestly, that is part of why my site is called Thrive Anywhere. because I looked back at the beginning of 2018, I looked back and I was like, you know what? No matter how hard things are, no matter all the different things that I've gone through, I've always sought to thrive. It can be when things are good and when things are bad. So I'm seeking to thrive anyway. So like every day I'm kind of reminding myself to do that.
I'm so happy to have you as part of the book project.
Well, I'm excited.
So this is what I was giving you a peek at on the inside. Everyone who buys the book is getting an invitation to claim access to a coaching program that follows up on how do I get past my shit? I've doodled on all of the pages just because I can.
Right.
And they feel
so pretty.
Just feels more personal this way. But like you said, you know, you've come past some shit and you've got other shit you know you want to get past, and the coaching program is a 6-part group program where we're going to take a look at what is standing in the way. Like what stops you from doing what you want to do? What do you make up you can't do? And then, is it real? Like, let's say, somebody wants to do what you do. You know, I want to be like Lynette. I want to create gorgeous things and sell them online, but I don't know how. You know, that's not shit. That's just how-to, knowledge, techniques, tools, resources. That's not shit. So some of the things we make up we can't do, we just need information. We need a mentor. We need a to-do list. But if you get all that and you still don't do it, then there might be some shit there.
Yeah.
Some stuff you're making up about yourself that, well, Lynette can do it. Lynette is so creative, but I'm not, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's shit that can be gotten past.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited about that. Lynette, thank you so much for making time to come be with me today.
You're so welcome. I'm always excited to talk to you. We have such great conversations.
Listeners, I'll be back. Welcome back. Wrapping up episode 59 of Love People and Make Money. Don't you love Lynette? I don't know anyone who doesn't fall in love with Lynette when they get a chance to spend time with her. So I know it's true of you as well. Links to all of her projects, you can find them on the show notes, lovepeoplemakemoney.com. Look for episode number 59. And of course, there's also links on the book site, getpastyourshit.com. There's an author page. You'll find Lynette there. Get your copy of the book, Claim the Group Coaching Intensive. Be a yes to getting past all your shit too. Throwing back to how I opened up today's episode, the talking about how I don't work hard. If you've been a little stuck on that, like, wait a second, Kelly, you own all these businesses and you do all these things and you say you don't work hard, I call bullshit. Again, you might have experienced all of that and felt it was all a lot of work. And I experienced all that and feel like it was all a lot of joy and it didn't feel like work. It's all in how I think about things. But if you're curious about, Kelly, how have you created a business that allows you to feel like you're not working hard? Feel free to ask me questions. You know, it's been a while since I've mentioned the forum. Mastermindhub.com is the forum, private forum, where you can talk about business, entrepreneurship, mindset, stretching, growing, and it is open to my community. If you go to mastermindhub.com, you're going to be asked to pay $79 to register there because we don't want riffraff spammers. But if you use my name in the coupon code at checkout, just Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, if you enter that before you check out, you don't have to pay the $79 because you're in the know. You're in my community. So come join us on the forum. Feel free to shout out questions. Kelly, how do you do this? Kelly, how can you say that? Shout out to everyone else there too because there's so many cool people over there. Cindy Bedar is there on the forum. Also manages her community over there. She's a brilliant brain you want to ask questions of. And the whole doggone community. Many of my co-authors are there. If there's anything you want to know anytime, you can ask it there. And I'm happy to answer because it's for the benefit of everyone. If you ever want to have a private conversation with me, you might want to check out my private coaching options. So if you have any questions about that, let me know. Oh, gosh. Have the best time between now and when you listen to the next episode. Bye now.